This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6 hours, 43 minutes, 27 seconds until first pitch. Should be a fun one tonight. Let's see. Jason Kipnis is throwing out the first pitch for tonight's game. So that should be kind of a treat. We'll see how they're... I don't know if I was upset or just kind of irked or just kind of irritated when CC Sabathia threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
You were irked and irritated. You were both. I believe there was a rant that took place.
Did I say he was dead to me at some point? Somebody said that to me.
I think you did.
Really?
I think you did. Yeah. It left a mark.
I'll never be. I enjoyed CC as a friend more than a baseball player.
It's nothing. And maybe I'm the weirdo on this stuff. It's nothing personal to me on any of that. Like, he chose to go to the Yankees. It was the first time in his career he chose to go somewhere. And he chose to go to New York. They asked him to throw out the first pitch. Great. In the same way that, you know, if Missoula were to call and go, Andy Baskin, we want you to throw out the first pitch at the Grizzly baseball game, you'd do it. You would do it in a minute. Cleveland's your home.
Yeah, but who are they playing? But if they're not playing against, Cleveland.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You'd go and do it. Absolutely.
I'd show up with my Kent State gear on.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
You'd put a Grizzlies hat on.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be wearing my Montana stuff.
See, there you go.
In 2 seconds.
The fact that I can remember that says we spend too much time together.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I'm kind of just soaking in the game a little bit, right? And I'm trying to figure out... First of all, it's absolute must win.
Hands down, no
questions. We talk about this. You're not going down 3-0 to the Yankees. They just have too much power. There are a million different ways to look at this game tonight. I got to tell you, the one thing that has really caught my eye yesterday was looking at Clark Schmidt's numbers against the Guardians lineup. And if Andre Jimenez ever had a pitcher that he could go up against that he could feel some confidence in. So Jimenez so far through the through 23 at-bats has 4 hits, 3 runs, right? So, I mean, you're kind of hoping for a little bit more than a 174 average throughout the playoffs. It's 7 games. I know it's a small sample size, but he's hitting 174 in the playoffs through 7 games. And then I'm looking for a confidence builder for him. And I'll be honest, Clark Schmidt, it could be the answer for him. He's 5-for-10. He's hitting 500 if you're slow at math like I am. He's got 2 strikeouts. He's got 1 RBI. This could be the night Jimenez wakes up and can start contributing to the offense. Here's the other thing that I like about the Guardians tonight up against Clark Schmidt. Now, Schmidt's had a little bit of time off between his last start and this start. And maybe he might be a little bit stronger with a little bit of extra rest. I was listening to Buster Olney this morning talking about that a little bit. But you have other guys on this Guardians team that have had success against Schmidt. Like, if you're at home, you slept in your own bed last night, now you're stepping up to the plate in the box that you've been in, you know, all year or for years, and you're going to step up to the mound against the guy who's going to be out there who's, you know, that you've had success against. I can't think of a better, like, psychological place to be than, you know, Stephen Kwan's been killing the ball already, and so he's 4-for-8. Against Clark Schmidt. Jose Ramirez is 4-for-9 against Clark Schmidt, 444. So, you know, I'm looking at these guys and I'm going, okay, here we go. This might be a great opportunity for the Guardians to kind of, they need a complete game of offense. And I don't think that's asking too much. And I think tonight is the night. You know, you can't leave 11 runners on base in a playoff game against the Yankees. And, you know, we talked about this for a little bit. Have the Guardians kind of beat themselves? That's like another one of those questions I think is out there about this. You know, the Yankees can make all the headlines. The Yankees have bats that can crush you in a moment's notice. They just crush you. But have they beat themselves? They've had opportunities. We know they need to play near-perfect ball to win these games, right? I mean, it's the way of the season, and I'm okay with that. That's what we've watched all year long. This team really can't afford to make mistakes, and their defense has been good all season long. You get one fluky pop-up the other night that ends up costing a little bit, but by the same token, this is the way they have lived and died all season. So there's nothing to to look at this game and go, okay, I can expect this. You know what to expect out of this team. You're not going to get home runs out of – you're not going to see back-to-back home runs anytime soon. You're not going to see three or four guys in the lineup hit home runs. That's just not who they are. But tonight is the night that's just sitting there waiting for them. They've got good hitters again and good successful hitters against a guy the Yankees are going to throw tonight. Tonight's the night to go out and just get that win. I know Stephen Vogt was talking about being back home and playing the way they have all season long. If he's going to say that, he's got to manage the way he's managed all season long. That was like the first time I read something and I was like, wait, he's saying he wants them to get back to where they were during the regular season. Okay, well, if that's the case, you've got to take the psychological pressure off by pulling your starter with, you know, 1 1/3 in. I understand why he's doing it. I get it. But in some ways, I just think they need to chill out a little bit and go play baseball. Go have some fun, right?
I can see that. I can see what you're saying. Look, they got a hit. I'm sorry. I would love to sit here and go, yeah, it's on the starting pitching. It's on Joey Cantillo in the bullpen. My whole life, two L's has been a Y, and him being Cantillo perpetually screws me up. Anyway, Joey Cantillo coming into that situation, it very much felt like the lights of Yankee Stadium were very bright for a couple of guys. And
that place is intimidating,
That place is intimidating, and I know
there's no way your blood can't just kind of curl a little bit when you're going up against another team, and they do that roll call, and they're calling out all their guys, and you know you're in this grandioso stadium.
It's no longer
it's
the house that Ruth built. It's not that one. It's the house that George built. There's more champagne and sushi now, but it's still Yankee Stadium, and it's still roll call. And it's still the, you know, strikeout sound effect that comes with it. And it's still all of the things that make it the New York Yankees. And you know there are a chunk of that guys that got in there and went, let's go, I got this. And there are a chunk of guys who were going, oh boy. And maybe that's the pop fly. Maybe that's the Will Brennan bobble in right field. Maybe that's some, you know, Joey Cantillo spiking pitches. A mix between the LCS and Yankee Stadium. And we all know how that goes. And so that's why I think this is like the best bit of refresh you could possibly have is to come back to Progressive Field where you have been in big games before, you have won big games before, you are comfortable here. But more than anything else, I can't get grumpy at the pitching. You can't hit. Nobody's hitting. Nobody's drawing walks. Nobody is hitting the ball with any kind of authority besides Brian Rocchio, Stephen Kwan, and Lane Thomas. And you could probably throw David Fry in there, but in this series, it's been a little bit less. Outside of that, nobody has hit the ball with authority with this team. It has been a lot of dribblers. It has been a lot of swing and miss. It has been a lot of lazy fly balls. Somebody on this team besides Rocchio, Kwan, and Thomas need to get going. And maybe Jose Ramirez gets cranking after that home run late in the game against Weaver. Maybe that gets him going, which would be awesome. But boy, Josh Naylor, if you want to get your money, you better show up now. Boy,
well, he's another guy that's, you know, had a little success against Schmidt. He's only faced him three times, but he got a hit.
Boy, Andrés Giménez, let's get cooking, buddy.
I take it back. He's been walked four times, so he's been patient at the plate against Schmidt.
So, he's one. He was hacking every
as on base is 714 against him
on the call this morning. And I'll give you credit. Every away breaking ball, he was been hacking at.
He just needs a longer bat.
You need the...
How about going up with a telephone pole? You're strong enough. You can do that.
Right. What was it? Was that Bugs Bunny who went and got the telephone pole? Or was that one of the members of the Gas House Gorillas? I can't remember.
I don't know. All I know is I saw Bugs struck out three guys on one pitch. That was an impressive... impressive pitch. Phil Niekro was like, damn, that's a good knuckleball.
Probably was inspiration. But yeah, like, be patient. Work some of these counts. Get some knocks. Get into hitter-friendly counts. Stop swinging at the first pitch on top of it. Come on, David Fry. The guy threw four balls and you hack at the first pitch on an inside fastball that was a pitcher's pitch. What are we doing here? Like, that's the kind of stuff.
Josh Naylor did the same thing.
That's the kind of stuff where we're like, guys, this is what's getting you in trouble. The miscues in the field are one thing. I can't lose my mind over the pitching staff. But if you're going to hack at first pitches after four straight balls, come on. Like, that's just simple. Take a pitch. Let the guy find the zone. If it's a pitcher's pitch, don't swing at it early in a count. Like, we could do this. Come on. Go get him, team.
It's like a lion that's just salivating for that pitch, though. After you see it, because you know they need to throw a strike, and you're like, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Laid out some of those numbers. Does that give you any hope tonight as the Guardians take on Clark Schmidt and the Yankees tonight trying to dig their way out of this 0-2 hole? It's a 5-0-8 first pitch tonight. So, you know, a little bit of dinner and the Guardians. And, you know, let's see what happens tonight. I feel good. I do feel good. I feel better than I did in game two, and we saw what happened in game two. Although they had opportunities, you can't leave 11 guys on base.